Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
It's cold outside. The forecasted weather is predicting highs today of only in the low single digits. Meanwhile, overnight tonight, they're calling for another cold night with lows going down to 12 below.
So that's kind of the story here. It's really just the temperatures that are falling. It's a very cold air mass, and a lot of South Central will be experiencing that.
Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage. The reason for the much colder weather is because there's a big Arctic low that moved in earlier this week from the Beaufort Sea that dropped down and moved over mainland Alaska. These January-like temperatures feel the way they do, likely because of how warm it was at the beginning of the month. Some preparedness tips include
dressing really warmly, making sure you don't have any skin exposed, hat, gloves, balaclava, all of those, you know, winter gear is great to have, and bundle up if you do have to be outside.
Locally, forecasters are looking at the long-range models, and they're pretty certain that the cold is here to stay for the foreseeable future. So whether it breaks a record, you'll want to be prepared for those single digits and especially those rare sub-zero temperatures. A correctional officer is accused of smuggling drugs and cell phones into the Goose Creek Correctional Center for about a year, according to federal charges. In total, 43-year-old Angela Lincoln profited nearly $30,000 from the transactions, a charging document filed in her case said. She worked at the minimum security men's prison located near Wasilla from 2014 till mid-2020. She had been named the prison's Employee of the Year, according to a 2018 social media post from the Department of Corrections. But in December of 2020, she entered into an agreement with the Alaska Police Standards Council, where she permanently surrendered her correctional officer certification. On Monday, she was charged with a felony count of bribery and conspiracy. According to the charges, she worked with a man serving a 100-year sentence for murder at the Goose Creek Correctional Center to sell Suboxone to others in the prison. Suboxone, classified as an opioid, but also prescribed and used as a treatment for addiction. The man, part of a religious organization in the prison that allowed him to collect money from the inmates' outside associates and family to fund religious programming and feed at the prison, according to what the charges said, and Lincoln supplied him with a burner cell phone. She arranged for someone outside the prison to supply her with drugs and cell phones, which she then would smuggle into the facility. In turn, the charges said the man and his incarcerated associates would sell the contraband to others in the prison. Those who purchased the drugs would arrange for people on the outside to pay the man's network of non-inmate associates and family members, and those people would eventually deliver the money to two people who then paid Lincoln. People involved on the outside were told to lie about the payments. From about July 2019 till June 2020, Lincoln was paid nearly $30,000. She's scheduled to appear in a federal court Tuesday for an arraignment and detention hearing, according to what court records report. Months earlier, an officer at the Anchorage Correctional Center was arrested for allegedly smuggling drugs into the facility. A large power outage knocked down power for nearly all of Kenai last night. It was reported around 7:15 Wednesday night, originally by AGA crews, which reported that the outage affected nearly 2,700 members. During the outage, most of town was without power, and the areas of the Kenai Spur Highway, roughly between Wildwood and Walmart, had no power during the outage. And while there is currently no known cause of the outage, AGA did state that it appears to be an equipment failure at the Marathon substation. By 9 p.m., the circuits that were impacted by the outage have been repaired. Power was restored for those members. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.